A federal court struck down the Indiana law last week that cut off Medicaid dollars to Planned Parenthood in that state. The U.S. Supreme Court won't take up the case, so the law appears to be dead now. Ohio lawmakers have added an amendment to the proposed two-year state budget that would reprioritize funding for federal dollars for family planning, and Planned Parenthood says that would mean they'd lose most, if not all, of their funding. Mike Ganadakis says that proposal should proceed.
The Indiana situation is night and day different from what we're doing here in Ohio and has no impact whatsoever on the legislative amendment to the budget.
Ganadakis says the proposal being considered by lawmakers in Ohio is different than Indiana's law in a couple of key ways.
We know for a fact ours would stand any court challenge, And what we do, quite simply, is just reprioritize the funding and keeps Planned Parenthood in the mix, whereas in Indiana, they completely, through their legislative initiative, banned Planned Parenthood from receiving funding.
It probably doesn't come as a surprise that Kelly Copeland with NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio disagrees with Ganadakis. Copeland says the Ohio bill and the Indiana bill are very similar.
It's the same goal. The goal is to defund family planning providers to insert themselves in the health care decisions of Ohio women. They're just doing it in a little bit more sophisticated way to try to get around the courts, but I predict they'll be unsuccessful.
Copeland says Ohio lawmakers ought to think twice about including this amendment in the budget bill because they would end up spending time and money fighting in court over this, only to find it would be rejected. And she says the court of public opinion is on her side.
I think Ohioans just look at this and they shake their head and they go, are we really still debating birth control? I mean, it's 2013. It's not 1950.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.